We are learning Masechtas Suvas, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We are continuing the discussion of Nichsim Alug. That means the Isha brings in a chosim, for example, she brings in karka. So the halacha is that the husband eats the peiros. Now he wants to be able to eat peiros, so therefore he works the field and puts money into the field in order to get as much peiros out of it as he can. So it says the Mishnah, Moitzi Hoitzos HaNichsi Ishtoi, if he spends money to improve the field of his wife, Hoitzi Harbei V'Ochel Kima, let's say he spent a lot of money for improvements and only produced a little bit of peiros, or Kima, he spent a little money on improvements for Ochel Harbei and he ate a lot of peiros. Either way, Masha Hoitzi, Hoitzi, Masha Ochel Ochel. Whatever he spent, whatever he ate, and if he gets divorced now, he can't claim money for the improvements, and whatever he ate is good. If he ate too much, also the wife can't ask for anything back. That's how it is. But let's say he put in money, improvements, and before he had a chance to eat anything from the peiros, it never even got a chance to produce, they got divorced. So now he wants his money back for the improvements. Halacha is Yeshava, he swears, kama hoitzi, how much he was moitzi v'yitol, and he takes what he's supposed to get, the hoitzos he gets, because since he didn't start eating from the field, so therefore it's not, it turns into a regular din of Yoyred. Yoyred means someone who goes into someone's field and improves it. The owner has to pay for the improvements. And here, you can't say he did it for himself because he never landed up eating any peiros. Therefore, it's considered like a Yoyred and he collects his money that he put in. He collects the money he put in. And we'll see in the Gemara a little more details on that. Tosis Agav, on the payment of Tosis as a kasha that we find, there's not so many cases, Nishba V'Noitel, only a few cases. Why wasn't this included in the cases of Nishba V'Noitel? Ayin Sham, it's a Zayatika Tosis. Zokta Gemara. The Kama Kima, what is called eating a little bit, that's enough that it's called that you ate the peiros and now you don't get paid for the improvements. What's called Kima? Amar Rav Asi, I feel a Gregor Sachas, even one fig. But it has to be ate it on a table and there are covered, not walking in the street. That's a snacking, that's not enough of achil. It has to be ate that peri, that gergus achas, there are covered. Omer Rabbi Abba, Amri Be Rav, I feel sugar the tamri. Even if you ate a sugar the tamri, that's enough to be called achila. Now what's sugar the tamri? Rashi has two pshat. The first pshat Rashi is it's crushed dates. And the second pshat means a cluster of dates. Either way, Rashi has a kasha that we find in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that dates are considered better than figs. So if you already told me figs is considered a achila, so what's a chiddush, a filo tamri? And Rashi doesn't answer the kasha. Tosfos on top answers that maybe crushed dates are worth less than figs because it's not so good, it's crushed already. Boy Rabibi, chuvtza de tamri mai. What happens if he eats a chuvtza de tamri, which is tamarim that you're using these dates to make beer? So the leftover dates after you made the beer, which is considered psilis, is that considered achila kima or not? Mai teku. Tomorrow's an answer to Charlotte. Loy ochla derach covered mai. If you didn't need derach covered, how much, what's the amount that you ate that would be called achila? If you didn't eat it b'shuk, you didn't need derach covered. Amu'ula pligi ba tre amaroi marava. Tu amaroi marava argue. Chanam of it ke iser. If he eats the value of an iser, that is enough to be called achila. B'chanam of a dinner, the value of a dinner. So that's machlokes, how much you have to eat, how much is called achilas kima, that's enough of achila when it's not. When it's derech covered, then even the smallest amount. But when it's a case where it's not derech covered, so then you have to eat either isr, or many holes, much more. You have to eat a dinner, which is 24 isrim. So to Gemara Vaita. Oma Daini Pumadisa. Daini Pumadisa, the verse Sahedrin says, is Rapab Bar Shmuel. He had made a case, even chavilis meiris, which are branches that are not even edible. It's only edible for Michael behema, and that is still called achila. If the Baal gives his behemos these chavilis meiris, that's enough of a achila that's called ochal kima. And Rav Yehuda Tamei, Rav Yehuda, ochla arlo shvius v'klaim reiz chazaka. Rav Yehuda, this member is talking about chazaka. Chazaka means if someone's squatting on a field for 3 years and the owner, the original owner, does not make a machal, does not say, you know, that get out of my field. The halacha is, it's a chazaka. But you have to actually eat stuff from the field. So what happens if it was the years of arla and all you could do is use the zmiris, use the branches, because the pre is asa bahana. Or it was shvius, where everything is hefka, you're not really getting hana. Or the case was, it was kalayim, and they the only thing you can use is the zmiris. What's the halacha? Is that a chazaka? Who says, yeah, it's a chazaka. Rashi is mashma, it's only if one of those years are these type of years. But like upon you see from Rav Yehuda, even if you just use the branches or something, that's called a hana, a use of the field, and therefore that's also by a baal, it's called eating some of the peretz. Tosfos discusses how is it possible to have kalayim and the eitzim are not kalayim. Tosfos says the case is that if it was existing something that already grew, and then you added kalayim to it, so only the peretz become kalayim, not the eitz. That's what Tosfos speaks out. Like upon him, what our Gemara's avoya is that it says in the Mishnah you have to achol kima. So the shal was what's called kima, and here it was telling you even chavila is maris, even maichal pehem according to Rabbi Yehuda is called achila. There's an exception to the rule of our Mishnah. The halacha is when you spend money to improve the field of your wife that's a katana, for example, it wasn't kedushin deraisa. If you married a katana that was married off by her mother, her brother, which is not kedushin deraisa, so there it's possible to have miun, that the katana any minute can leave. So there we say that if he puts money and improves the field, even if he eats from it, he still gets money like a aris. K'maitza nichsi achadami. He gets like an oris. The oris, the halacha is, an oris gets even part of the profits. So here, whatever he put in, he gets part of the profits. And if he didn't make any profits, he gets back whatever improvements he put in. My time, why they do it? My time. We're worried that if we don't give him this like an oris, we're worried he's not going to take care of the field of the ketana, of his wife, the ketana. Why? Because he's scared any minute she could just be mema'in and then all his money will go to waste. Therefore, he doesn't want to put too much money into it. But we want to encourage him to improve the field. Therefore, we say that if you improve the field, you will get back your money. Mashenkin, when you have a regular wife, there you don't mind improving the field because very good chance she will die and you will be Yerush her, and you don't expect divorce. Not one of the things you expect. And therefore, you will, and that's up to you if you want to divorce her. And therefore, you will improve it anyway. But by Akhtana, which she can be mine any time, he doesn't want to put money into it. Therefore, we say, make a takana, he should be like an aris. He is a nafluaba, mea zuzi bechazai. This certain lady, she found that a big Yerusha fell for her in Beis Chazai, which is very far away. The husband did not know exactly how much it was, but he saw that he'll spend money to go pick up that Yerusha. So also Gavra, the husband went, apik shis mea. He spent 600 zuz in order to go pick up that arba mea zuz. He ended up overspending big time. So I see our mayor, and he brought back the 400, spent 600, brought back the 400. But how did the Ka'asi, on the way back, he needed one zuz, he didn't even have money on the way back, he needed extra zuz to get back. But Shalkam and I took out of the 400. So the question is like this, that he's going to get his Aitzais at least up to 400. But the halacha is that if you spend improvements and then you eat part of the peiros, you get nothing. So here the shaila was, if he ate part of the peiros, maybe now when they get divorced, she walks out to $399 and he gets nothing because he started eating the peiros. So that's what they thought. That he ate one zuz, that's like eating the peiros. Also compared to Rami. Amalei, masha haitzi haitzi, masha achal achal. L'chari, this is halacha. Whatever he improved, whatever he ate. No, only if he ate peiros. Here he didn't eat the peiros. Hakarno ka'achol. Here he ate principle. The 400 zuz that they picked up was a principle. You'd have to buy a karka with it and have peiros. It was principle. He ate principle from it. He took this one, and it actually is a ganav. He has to pay it back, that one, but it was haitzahi. He actually has 601 zuz of haitzahs. He swears how much he was mighty and yitel. But in the Gemara, if we're later on, Avada, he doesn't take more than the Shvach. He only could take up to 400, but he's not going to take, obviously, the full 600. That makes no sense. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Yeshava, because you only take up to how much the Shvach is. And here the Shvach might even be less than 400, because the way you figure out the Shvach is, the Rosh says, the way you figure out the Shvach is that when you hear not in Bechazai, when you're far away, how much is that 400 is worth? If it's, let me say it's worth 100. So now that you picked it up, it's worth 400, so the Shvach is 300. That's how much the Shvach is. Okay, look more right. Yishav kama hoitz v'yitav. It said in the Mishnah that he swears how much is mighty and he takes it. Omar of Asi, behush yes Shvach k'neged ha'yitzah. It has to be Shvach k'neged ha'yitzah. L'may hilchasa. What does that mean? That means there's two tzadim. Is this a kula saying that if there's more Shvach than the Haitzah, you don't have to swear for the Haitzah? Or it's turning to be a Machmer and saying that if the Yitziah, the Haitzahs, the improvements are more than the Shvach, you only get up to the amount of the Shvach. That was a Shiloh. So it was a Machlaikas. Omar Abaye, Shema Yishvach, yes, al Haitzah. If the Shvach is more than the improvements, Noitel is Haitzah v'lo Yishvuah. You don't have to take, you don't have to make a Shvuah in order to get your Haitzahs. Because anyway, the Shvach was more. The improvement, the profits were more. Amli Rava, if that was the case, Imkin Osla Rume, every time the Baal is coming to claim his Aitzah, he doesn't make a Shvua, so he knows the improvements landed up being, the profits landed up being, let's say, you know, $1,000, it got better. So, and my Aitzah is really over $200, but I'll say $990 Aitzah, because this way, I don't take a Shvua anywhere, it's all his lot. So Elam Rava is not the halacha. You always just make a shvua. Elam Rava, this halacha is Shemahisa. It's a chumrah. Shemahisa yitzah yisera al shvach. If the improvements that you put in, the payments you made for improvements, was more than the shvach, and the shvach it didn't get that much better, ain loy eloy yitzah shir shvach of a shvua. Only get shir shvach and like a shvua. And like we spoke out, therefore, the Gemara before, by the case where you picked up 400 zuz, you only get up to 400 zuz. You can't get more than that. And only get up to the Shir Shvach, which we said, the Feet of Rosh only lands up being like 300. Akapanim, that's all you get for the Haitzahs. Zogdamar Vaita, Bailu. Baal Shahir Arisim Tachtab. Let's say a Baal, he has this Nichsim Alok, he has to work the field, but he doesn't want to do it, so he hires Arisim to do it, and he gets all the Paris. He'll pay the Arisim, a third of the Paris, so half the Paris, in order for that work. And now what happens is, they get divorced. And if they get divorced, The loch is masha haitzi haitzi masha achal achal. You get nothing. Whatever you got, you got. So there are reason left hanging to dry. What's the halacha? Adait the baal nachas. They went adait the baal. Estalak lehu lay baal estalak lehu. Once the baal is removed from the scene, they also, and they get nothing. Oidilma adait the aron nachas v'arik kikamel arisa kamel. Or they're coming to improve the land. The loch is, you go to improve a land that's aimed for improvement, you get paid like aris. So they get to go to Isha. Say, what do you mean? Your field was aimed to be used. I'm getting paid like that. So that's the shayla. Do they get, since the Baal, you misalak the Baal, so they also get nothing? They only get as much as the Baal would have got, or they get their own, their own taina, their own yairi, their own oris. So that was the shayla. Mask of Rabbi Nachman, what's the shayla? Maishtama yairi sechsara chaveroi, v'nita, shloi v'shush, shomla v'yadu al taina. Luck is, if you go into your friend's field at v'shush, and you plant it up and you do major improvements, the luck is you get the money for improvements. If the shvach is more than the improvements, you get the improvements. If the improvements are more than the shvach, you get the shvach. You have the atav toina, but you get paid. So here also, let the aris get paid. So the Gemara says, no. Hosom leki inish utarach. Hocha, there, by a regular case of Yerid, the field is sitting fallow, and no one is working on it. So here, I came and proved to you, you gained from me. But a hocha yikabal utarach. Here the Isha says, I didn't gain from you. Get out of here, Risim. I have a baal who would have done it anyway. So I don't need your help. What's a lach lemaisa? Or Rabbi Reid Rishua, it depends. Chazin, if Baal Arasu, if the Baal is someone who knows how to work a field, it's not like the Baal, it's not like Luhu. If the ones that get divorced, the Baal's out, they're out. Because the Isha says, I didn't need you. I had a husband who could do it. But if Baal Lav Arasu, if the Baal is not an Aras, Aro Larisa Kaime, then it's Omid La Aras. And it's Omid La Aras, that Aras did work on the field, the Isha has to give like an Aras, which means the Shlish, the Mechza Revia. Now, it's mavuyer that if the Baal is an aris and he brings in these workers, the workers get nothing if they get divorced. Freik Taisis is Allah Ba Matsya that Saikhas Apoyo, Lasis Bishloy, Apoyo hires someone to work in his own field and he showed him Shachaveroi. The Allah is he has to pay for it. He has to pay for it because Maisa, it's his responsibility. So here the Baal should have to pay for it because the Baal brought these arisim in. So Gemara answers, here the Arisim knew it was Karka Shalisha and they came in for that. They knew that they might lose out and therefore they came in al-das that, therefore it's not a kasha from the Gemara and Bab Metzia. So Gemara Vayta, Boyolahu. We're talking about payrays of Nichsim Alug that the Baal eats. Could the Baal sell those payrays? Boyolahu, Baal Shemocha Karka la payrays. He sells the karka to someone else. He says, here, this is, I'm selling it to you. You can work it and eat the payrays. Mao, mi amrinan madikoni akni. What he owns, he can sell. He can sell it. He owns it, he can sell it. Oidil makita kinu rabana payrays, le Baal mashum ravcha Ravach loy. Maybe they're only given to him because he's going to get the pay raise and he's going to make the house more ravachzik, more generous. He has more pay raise. But to have pay raise to give someone, to sell to someone else, that they didn't give him a right. Like the Bayeris speaks out, even though we gave him the pay raise, tachas perkona, tachas because he's going to free her, so it really belongs to him. But they made it together, the kono maybe was, that it has to be brought into the house as a ravcha de besa. That was the shayla. What's the halacha? Could you sell those pears or not? Now, the Rishonim talk, why did it say he sold the karka of pears? Why didn't he say he sold the pears straight? He harvested the pears himself and sold it. So two terutzim in the Mishnah Gevetzas. One v'shem deritva. The ritva says that if you already harvest pears and you sell the pears, it's efshir that some pears land up in the house. So you'll have ravach besa, it won't be a shayla. The other teretz that says in Shittim Gratz is Shem Tamid Ben Yoina, that it's a dova shaloi ba la'olam, and therefore you have to say karka leperis, because if not, it'll be dova shaloi ba la'olam. Akapodim, we have over here a shayla. Could he sell the peris la karka for the peris or not? Shal is Ravach Beis Anat. So it's Machlaikas. Yehuda Bar Rebbe Moshe de Rava Omar. Yehuda Bar Rebbe Moshe Moshe de Rava Omar Masha Asa Asu. That if he did it, it works. Rav Papa Moshe de Rava something else. Lo Asa V'lo Klum. So it's really a Machlaikas what Rava held. Rav Mar Bar Rebbe holds that Rava held that it works. Rav Papa said, no, it doesn't work. Omar Rav Papa, Rava never said it worked. Mar Bar Rebbe is coming from a story, and I think he's making a mistake. Had Yehuda Mar Bar Maremar Lava Ferris Yitzmai. He didn't hear of a Ferris from Rava that Masha also in such a case where you sold the Paris. El Machal Yitzmai. He bited eyes out of a story that he is the Eile Gavra Tarti Amsa. There are certain Isha that brought into the house as Nilsim Elug two Shvachis, two maidservants. Also Gavra, Nosavit Zachriti. This husband went and married another wife. Eile Chodam and Eile. He took one of the maidservants and appointed her to take care of the new wife. So it looks like I could sell, I could do what I want with the bears. So the wife starts screaming, this is my maidservant. He did not listen to her. So man the chaza, someone saw that. It looks like you could take the bears and sell it. And so, but Rav Papa says, it's not true. The whole reason why we hold the lawyers of a klum, because you need ravach beisa. Here, lemaisa, when you have another maid servant in the house, even though her primary job is to take care of the new wife, lemaisa, she's helping out in the house, and therefore there's ravach beisa, and it's the same mile of the Paris that's ravach beisa, and therefore here it works. It's not like a case where I sold to someone else entirely. What's the halacha lemaisa? Baal shemacha karka leperis loy os loy klum. If some baal is meicha the karka for the Paris, it's loy os loy klum, it does not work. My time, what's the reason? So we already said a reason, Ravach Beis, and now more reason, another reason. And my time, one of the reasons all we're worried that if you give it to Lekeach, Lekeach will not take care of the field. Bishlam, my husband, takes care of the field because he's in the Yerusha one day. But the Lekeach knows it's not his forever, and therefore he might not take care of the goof of the field so good. Shematachsev. Ravach Beis, that the husband has to keep the parents in the house because it makes the house great and more generous. My benai, what's an afkamila halacha between both reasons? Ike benayu, three nafkaminas. Ara the makarav lamasa. So if the ara is right near the city, so we keep an eye on it. So there, we're not worried lekeach might ruin it because the husband will keep an eye on it. Mashenkin as ravach beisa, there it's a chasaron. So according to Ravi, you're not allowed to do this. So according to Abai, you can do this because it's close to the house. According to Ravi, you can't because no ravach beisa. Inami bal arasu. In different cases, that the baal will be the aras on this field. He gives the lekeach paris the ready paris, so he's the aris. So therefore, there's no chshash shematachsev. There is a chshash ravach beisa because he's giving all the paris to the lekeach, but there's no problem of shematachsev. Inami, third teretz is zuzika avavayoskeha. He takes the money that he sold the paris with and he makes investments with it. So there you have ravach beisa, but you still have the chshash shematachsev. And this nafkmin is the opposite way. Will fi abaya will still be a problem. The fi rava will not be a problem because you have ravach beisa because you invested the money and you did iska with it.